This is Dana and Jason in the Morning.
Podcast.
On demand. At WBLI.com.
Oh, eking your way into the studio this morning. John Online, thank you for joining us. Nothing like cutting it close to the last minute when we're going on the radio. In terms of cheating, have you ever been the cheatee in the relationship? At 955-9254. Perplexed, Jason. A new vocabulary word for you.
Yeah, they didn't teach us down there.
You were the person hooking up with somebody who was already in a relationship.
The other woman.
Yeah. Have you ever been the other woman? Or the other man in John Online's case?
I'm the other man?
Or boy.
Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I met this girl last week. We hit it off, and I got lucky. High fives all around.
Nope.
I slept in her apartment. It was awesome.
High-fiving yourself.
And we had the greatest night. It was like sensational. Barry White was playing.
On purpose?
Oh, yeah. But she has like a little sex playlist or whatever. We lit some candles. It was nice. I wake up the next morning from the wildest night of my life, and she tells me, I gotta tell you something. I have a boyfriend. What? You have a what? Is he big? Does he have muscles? Can he kick my ass?
I'm tiny.
I'm not tiny.
I know.
Look at my muscles. I've been doing push-ups.
You're a twink. God. Go on.
Yeah, kind of.
No, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I don't want to get my ass kicked by some random big dude in a tank top.
I love that you know you couldn't take anyone. You're totally fine with that.
I could probably take Jason.
You could take me, and I would allow it.
Ooh, foreplay.
Jason.
Anyway,
I don't know. I'm desperate.
But now, so here's the weird part. And she's like, well, I really did have a really great time with you last night. Would you be down to maybe do this again? And I'm like, but you just told me you have a boyfriend.
She wants to put you in that role for a while.
I don't know how long. So this happened last week. So, but I've been texting with her, but I haven't gone over there. I haven't done anything yet, Jason, with those eyes.
And you know that every time you text, that text is being deleted.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You are probably under Chelsea in her phone. Some girl's name.
Oh, I was like, he wants to be under Chelsea.
Her friend from the gym. They do yoga together and stuff. They kind of hit it off. They got coffee.
How do you know this?
Because I know this. I know about cheating. I know people have cheated.
Virginia Tech was not that long ago.
I was never somebody that would be that other woman. I could never be. I'm too possessive.
Now, Dana, I think I can be that other woman.
You would be that other woman?
I don't know. I'm in a predicament right now. Like, what if she's the girl of my dreams?
All right.
She's blonde.
You are in it to steal her, kind of.
Mate? Well, I don't really know yet. We had mating was perfect.
That's disgusting.
That is so disgusting.
That's like the worst thing he's ever said.
I've been
ever.
Watching a lot of Animal Planet lately.
Stop!
The whales, they mount.
Don't say another word.
We call that the Critter Channel.
Anyway, go back to, do you feel guilty?
I don't really give a Oh, sorry. I don't really give a dang.
We know. 955-9254. Have you ever been the cheaty in the relationship? What went along with that? Just let John Online know what he's in for being the other. All right, he's not the other woman, but he's the other man in this situation. He's the side piece. Because I don't think you know what goes along with this.
I know what goes along with it. A bunch of wild and crazy fun nights for me and a bunch of on-air topics for you.
I'll take them. Lighthouse Michelle.
Where is dumbass? John, what are you doing?
Hi, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. Apparently, you're not. Listen, even I have some standards there, John.
Yeah.
Come on. Think about it this way, and this may give you a different perspective. All right, so what? You slept there. You had a great night, whatever. She has a boyfriend. I mean, she's going to him every night. You're just a side piece. So the question then becomes, every time you kiss her, you're kissing him. So how does he hate?
I mean,
yeah.
I've had three ways before, so it's kind of
gross,
not.
With
John.
Another man?
With a man?
No, there weren't men involved. But I'm assuming
you
that those
guys,
girls.
You guys, follow-up questions.
Well, the thing is that I don't really have time for the whole boyfriend thing anyway. I'm a busy guy,
then,
you know.
So then you know what, John? Instead of getting yourself entwined in this drama, what I would do is just find girls that are just looking to hang out. No strings attached, do your thing, and don't get yourself, you can't afford to be getting yourself involved in all this other crazy. If her boyfriend is a big man, you're getting your ass kicked.
Handed to him. He will hand
it
to you.
A part of me kind of wants to get into it. I haven't been to a fight
It's so
in
weird
years.
Because it's like he's trying to come out as a homosexual, but he can't fully do it.
How's that? How am I trying to come out as a homosexual?
Because Lighthouse Michelle just said, every time you kiss her, you're kissing another dude.
This is it.
And you said, oh, okay, that's fine. And
I
then you now want to get into a tussle with a big, large man, which that's how I want every night to be.
And not only that, Jason, if you notice, every time you put the little pass at him, John Online welcomes it. He doesn't say, you know what, you're disgusting, don't do this to me, it's uncomfortable. He says, okay, this is foreplay.
It's true. This is John Online's coming out story.
Okay, I'm glad that we're achieving two things this morning. Thank you, Lighthouse Michelle.
Bye, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Bye.
You probably don't know all the repercussions that are going to come along with it. I mean, everything's going to have to be on the sly. Like, where was the boyfriend the night that you two...
I have no idea. I don't know his name. I only saw one picture of him, but I don't know anything about him, anything about her.
How long they've been together.
I don't even know.
Okay, so you didn't ask any further questions? I would have had so many follow-up questions if I were you.
Why would he? The other woman, the only thing the other woman needs is to be in the dark, and then it's a booty call. So when she texts, he responds, yeah, I'll be there in 5.
Okay, well, the other woman never gets the mat. In your case, you are not going to land her for more than a booty call till she's tired of you.
I'm kind of cool with that.
Side piece?
Side piece. For me, it's a don't ask, don't tell. I'm getting what I want out of this.
Now the gays have been brought into it, and now he's so happy about it.
And if she doesn't tell me about her relationship, like...
Give me your hand.
Disgusting. Ow.
Oh, you're slapping him.
You are bad.
I know.
You cannot be that. I'm mad at him.
For being the other
one. Yes. You are ruining a perfectly good relationship.
I haven't done anything
yet.
What are you talking about? You haven't done anything.
I didn't know that she had a boyfriend before I...
You're still texting.
So?
So it's not like you cut it off as soon as you found out.
I'm not the morality police. I'm not a priest. You know what I mean? Like, what she's texting me.
And the fact that she decides to cheat with John Online.
What are you talking about? So. You were sexting me the other night, Jason.
I was.
That's true.
I was blackout drunk.
That's true.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Catch more weekday mornings on 106.1 BLI.
And anytime on demand at WBLI.com.